Hi, I'm Brady Evans. Welcome and thanks for listening to National Rural News Close Up Podcast. A new survey shows the majority of Australians feel good about the red meat industry. Meat and Livestock Australia has found about half of people in Metro Australia are interested in learning more about how beef and lamb are produced. Rural reporter Meg Van Lohuizen caught up with Group Manager for Stakeholder Collaboration, Samantha Jameson, to hear more about the research.
So we've been doing research for about 13 years and we've just been tracking the community sentiment towards the red meat industry. And it's really good this year that we're seeing that about 2 out of 5 consumers, about 60% or so, of people have got really good perceptions about the red meat industry and have strong trust in the red meat industry. So we're really happy about those findings.
I guess why is this so significant for meat producers?
Yeah, we find that there's a really strong link between if people have good perceptions and knowledge of the industry, then they have more trust in the industry, which is, you know, an obvious thing. If you understand more about an industry, you'll have better knowledge of it, and that improves your perception. So with higher levels of trust, we're finding that that is also a high correlation between if you're going to consume red meat, like beef and lamb and goat, more frequently than if you've got a lower level of trust. So if you've got a lower level of trust, you're less likely to want to, eat beef and lamb.
Does this go against the reports in a shift from red meat to more plant-based eating? Is this, I suppose, good news?
It is very good news. We see that, majority of households are continuing to eat red meat. Red meat, I think it's about over 90% of households are regularly consuming red meat. And we find that plant-based sales, whilst they have been growing, they're still less than 1% of sales and volume in comparison to red meat, which is, up there with, chicken and pork and seafood as well.
What's the next step? Are you trying to still educate more people about the industry and, I guess, the livestock and environment side of that?
Yeah, we've only got about one-third of the people that we've surveyed said that they feel knowledgeable about the industry. And with a high correlation of people between that if you have a higher level of knowledge, then you have a higher perception. So it's really important for us as the industry. And we're seeing a lot of people who are really wanting to increase their knowledge about the industry. About half of people are saying they want to learn more about the industry, in particular how the farmers are looking after the environment and looking after their animals and caring for their animals. So we see it as a core responsibility for us as representatives of the beef and lamb producers to help our everyday community, particularly the metro consumers, understand more about the industry, because if they understand the industry and understand, what farmers are doing, particularly to become carbon neutral by 2030, that gives them a lot more confidence in the industry, and that helps them have more confidence in continuing to want to consume, red meat. We recommend, or the dietary guidelines recommend, 3 to 4 times a week.
Rural reporter Meg Van Lohuizen there with Meat and Livestock Australia's Samantha Jameson discussing the results of a new survey. Thanks for listening to the National Rural News Close Up Podcast. If you'd like to get in touch, you can send me an email, ruralnews@radio.9.com.au. I'm Brady Evans. Have a great day.